Backstage on day three of Stand and Calling, I'm delighted to be joined by Gaz Coombs. Hello, Gaz.
Hello, mate. All right?
Yeah, very well, thanks. You look really radiant at the moment. You don't look like you're affected by the weather at all. Everyone else is, covered in layers and soaking wet.
Yeah, feeling all right. You know, we were in Cornwall last night doing a festival and, travelled overnight on the bus, managed to get a few hours. So, yeah, feeling pretty good, feeling up for this one.
That's great. Let's talk about your new album, World's Strongest Man. It's a confident-sounding title, but some of the song titles, like Wounded Egos and I've Done It Again, convey the opposite. So is this the story of everyday good days and bad days for people?
I guess it holds all of those contradictions and those, awakenings to certain vulnerabilities and the idea of just owning it, you know, and not being fearful of it, but just kind of trying to process it, and just, you know, it's an album full of all kinds of things, really. There's moments of joy and love, and there's also kind of things that relate back to when I was younger, and moments like In Waves, where kind of more that sliding doors moment in your early teens where you don't know what you're going to do, and then lots of kind of processing of other parts of life that are kind of just a bit bonkers, really. Just, yeah.
How was the writing of it any different to your previous outings like Matador?
It's just a new a new period of time, and this album is I guess a snapshot of my headspace during this last 2 year period, you know. So it's different in that way. The process of writing the lyrics, I think, has just been a progression from Matador, and you know how well it went on that album. It gave me a lot of confidence to keep writing and keep it moving fast, you know.
Because it did go well, because Matador was a top 20 album, and then this one came along. And I know the charts have been a little bit ruined by streaming and everything else, and it's not quite the same as it was, but it must be good. I think the new album's number 12, wasn't it? It must be good to have a couple of top 20 albums.
Yeah, you know, it is a weird one. It's hard to sort of know what it really means. You know, I think even depending on the week that you're released, you could get an easy week, you could get a tough week, and it's just, things like that are kind of more for the label and the people that are working with me and around me and supporting me, and you know, I want them to get that acknowledgement, and I feel that's kind of important. But yeah, I was really happy with the album when it was finished, you know, and I felt that this is a great move forward from Matador, and you know, but there's always that feeling of, right, I'm going to put it out, let's see what happens. Yeah. Let's see if anyone likes it, you know.
I mean, to me, the album, firstly, I think the album's great, but secondly, it's a big mix of musical styles on there. It still sounds like your records, but it sounds, rather than say a compilation, but it really does sound like there's a lot of variety in there. There's sort of jazz and psychedelia and even motoric beats. And was there any reason why that happened? Was it just the way you approached each song and you just thought, I'll do something different this time?
I think it's whatever instrument is calling, really, you know. And you just, I'm in the room and I'm you know, I put down a beat on the drum kit and then I'll loop it and play along on piano and I just sort of kind of jam with myself and see what starts to feel good. But stylistically, just going through different moods, I think it's cool, and I think it's all about connecting it and making it a coherent record. And you know, yeah, I'm really into a lot of different styles in a way, but I feel that there's definitely a kind of stable thread through the whole record that kind of keeps all of the mad ideas kind of connected.
You've been writing music for a long time. I probably shouldn't have mentioned that, a bit rude, but does it
45 years it's been now.
Does it get any easier each time, even if the record is complex? And do you find it easier, or is it still quite difficult to move ideas from your brain to vinyl?
It's neither one nor the other. It just is what it is. It's sometimes there's the odd track that I can't seem to translate, you know, and it takes more time, and it just takes some time stepping away from it for a few months and coming back. But writing wise, I feel that it's the most creative I've been, you know, maybe ever, you know. It's just it feels like things are moving fast and flowing nicely, and there's ideas on tap, which is, you know, I'm going to enjoy that while it's here, you know. It's good.
How's it translating to the live stage?
It's been great. You know, I've been working on it since the start of the year with my band, and they're just such good players, and they're so musical, and you know, they have a great instinct and spontaneity. So you know, they put their mark on it too live. But these songs have really they've really kind of, I guess, you know, literally come to life. They've taken on a new face, you know, and it's great. So I'm just loving it. The band are on fire, you know.
And you've been touring a lot, and you've been playing a lot of gigs and a lot of festivals. Do you find that the audience, are you picking up new fans because of the music you're doing?
I don't know. I hope so. I hope so. It's been great. We've been doing festivals the last few months, and we did a great one in Spain in Bilbao recently, where I kind of knew that maybe a lot of people didn't know the record, and you just get a sense of it early on in the set, and then by the kind of fourth or fifth song, they all started going mental and getting into them. And there is that real, there's that kind of raw feeling of, wow, I think they're hearing this for the first time, you know, and they're really liking it. There's something kind of cool about that. It stops any kind of complacency. I mean, obviously it'd be great, you know, if you're a big band, you've got that big hit that, you know, you're just about to kick in with, and the crowd are going to go nuts. But there's also something about, like, that challenging territory of no one really quite knowing who you are.
Well, there's something nice about hearing a band and an album or songs for the first time, and it just captivates you, hopefully that, you know, that's converting people at these festivals.
Exactly,
hopefully.
That's what I love about festivals, is seeing bands that I've never seen before live. I might have heard the odd track on radio and heard something about them, but then you see it and you just think, man, yeah, they're nailing it. This is great. So there's a lot of cool bands around at the moment.
Yeah. Have you been listening to anybody this year? Have you managed to catch anyone live, or anything on record that you really loved?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Shame record is really cool, and the Hookworms record is good. What else have you been listening to? Always sort of still listening to Goat. They're great. And there's all sorts, actually.
Are you looking forward to putting your feet up at the end of the year once all the touring's over, or have you got a new project planned?
Well, before that, I'm going to put my feet up for a few weeks starting tonight. Right. This is the last show for a month, so I'm going on holiday on Monday.
Nice.
Holidays! And, that's going to be really cool to just sort of switch off for a little bit. It's been a really bonkers 6 months. Looking forward to that. And then back end of the year, just more touring. I've got another UK tour in October. I'm heading over to Australia, New Zealand and America in September, and back through Europe as well. So it's going to be a hectic end of the year, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, Gaz, it's been an absolute delight to talk to you. We're looking forward to catching you on the main stage in a couple of hours or so. So thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.